Now, I'm going to tickle your ears. What do you think about this? What place in Leicestershire would you most associate with this sound? Have you worked it out? Sounds like it should be some cultural dance, shouldn't it? Now, if you were to hear it in its original form...
Suddenly all becomes clear, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious there. That is, of course, Leicester Market. And the sound you heard first was a remixed version. And it's the brainchild of Stuart Folks. His website, Cities and Memory, actually take the sounds of your favourite places and he then turns them into something a little bit different. His latest project is called Sacred Spaces and wants to take you to churches and cathedrals around the world. And it has sounds from just next door at Leicester Cathedral. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Well, I'm delighted to say that Stuart joins us on the line now. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning.
Cities and Memory. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so as you just introduced there, Cities and Memory is basically the sound map of the world's sounds. But in every location, the difference is that there are two sounds. So first of all, you hear the kind of the field recording, which is the place as it actually is. So the sample of Leicester Market there. And then you'll also hear a reimagined or remixed version where a musician or an artist from somewhere in the world has taken that field recording and reshaped it into something creative, whether that's a piece of music or something more abstract. Or they've basically taken that field recording as a piece of musical source material and they've made something different out of it. So you can kind of navigate the sound map by real world sounds or by this whole like imagined series of sounds.
Okay, so just explain the thinking to us. How did we go from, you know, the market callers shouting out the prices of their goods to that first sound we had? What was the thinking process for that? Because it just, you can't quite make the connection.
So that particular one for me, that I find that whenever I listen to a particular sound or a particular field recording, there's always something that jumps out at me, whether it's something expected or something unexpected. It's always a little hook, a little something that interests me about the sound. And that's always the starting point. So for the Leicester Market, there's a particular rhythm to some of the calls that were coming out, particularly the ones around English strawberries. They had real... particular distinctive rhythm to them that also goes along with the accent and all that. So I've basically created a rhythm track using that as the basis, because that's what stood out to me in the sound, so that's what I wanted to highlight in the remix version.
Where are you based at the moment, Stuart?
I'm based in Oxford, but I'm originally from Leicester.
Yeah, you've lived in Loughborough.
Yeah, it's particularly close to my heart, the sound of Leicester Market, so it was very nice to go back there and record it and put my own take on it.
It's a very personal space for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're coming back to Leicester Cathedral as well. So this next project is Sacred Spaces. Can you just take us through that?
Yeah, so that takes the project and it places it entirely in the sounds of the world's churches, temples, mosques, the sounds of prayer, the sounds of call to prayer, all those kinds of things. And what it's intended to do is to show actually the similarities between the ways in which different religions use sound. So if you take the call of like a muezzin's call, for example, and the sound of a church bell, they're actually performing pretty much the same function of calling people to prayer and of helping to organize people's daily lives. But one of them is kind of a mechanized interpretation of that, and the other is using the human voice to perform the same function.
Carry on.
I'd say similarly, if you go into a large sacred space, you'll often find that they actually kind of sound quite similar. There's that kind of huge echoey reverb that's familiar to anyone that's walked into Leicester Cathedral. You know, you can hear the footsteps echoing around the place.
And sounds and music are very emotive, aren't they? You've really tapped into something here.
They are, yeah. I mean, the songs and prayer songs are some of my favourite parts of the project. So there are things like you've got Orthodox masses from Albania, you've got night vespers taking place in Georgia, you've got Hare Krishna processions, you've even got a song from the Amazonian rainforest, which is designed to draw the power out of plants and vegetables to give a shaman healing powers. So there's some really interesting stuff in there. It's not just hymns and straightforward songs.
So where can people hear your Sacred Spaces?
So if they go to citiesandmemory.com, then they can explore the project there and listen to the sound. So there's sounds from 34 countries on there, and about 120 artists from around the world have got involved.
And finally, of course, Leicester was probably the most exciting aspect of the project. But anywhere else that really got you revved up when you were putting together your Sacred Spaces?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty. I also worked with there's a charity called the Churches Conservation Trust, and they gave me access to a lot of their really beautiful, really remote English country churches. And a lot of them have got ground level bells that you can ring, and a lot of them have got big old organs in there, including an organ that was once played by Elgar. And
oh, wonderful.
They basically let me drive around the country going to these churches and playing the organs myself and ringing the bells myself, so you can hear all of those sounds on the map as well. And there's some really gorgeous stuff in there.
Okay. Stuart, thank you very much, and good luck with the project. Sounds fascinating. Stuart Folks, who wants to hear what your favourite place sounds like? If you want to visit the website, citiesandmemory.com, that's the place to head to.